Welcome to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Concern over the Zika virus has been growing as more countries report cases. The primary worry is the effect the virus has on fetuses of pregnant women who are bitten by mosquitoes that carry the virus. Officials in the United States expect mosquitoes in this country to be able to transmit the virus as well, making many pregnant women very worried. And just this week, Texas officials reported the first proven case of sexual transmission. So now we're going to find out what Vermont health and agriculture officials are doing to keep on top of this evolving issue. We're going to talk with state entomologist Alan Graham and to state epidemiologist Patsy Kelso. Thanks to both of you for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So, Alan Graham, what mosquitoes are actually transmitting this virus?
There are the primary mosquito vector is Aedes aegypti, and it's a tropical species that probably arrived in this country around 1600, sometime in the 1600s, when ships were making trips back and forth.
And that is in this country, but is it in Vermont?
It's not in Vermont. It does get have a distribution in Florida and through Georgia and a little bit into South Carolina.
Is that the only mosquito that's likely to be able to carry Zika virus?
There's a second species that's named Aedes albopictus, and that species has a wider distribution, and its ability to transfer the virus is not clearly known, but it's suspected to be a fairly good vector species.
And you said that's more widespread.
That's more widespread. That particular species is now found as far north as New Jersey, a little bit on Long Island. It has a very hard time wintering over in southern Massachusetts and along the coast in Connecticut.
And it doesn't travel up here while it's alive?
No, it does not travel very well. It could, but it wouldn't build up very large populations.
Vermont has, what, 45 different types of mosquitoes?
That's right. Vermont has 45 different types of mosquitoes. The further south you go, the more diverse the mosquito populations become.
And none of the 45 species that we have, you think, are likely to be able to carry and transmit Zika?
It appears to be highly unlikely, but I'm sure people will be doing studies. They're called vector competency, just to see how well the mosquito picks up the virus. There's a lot of things that have to happen. The virus has to be picked up by the mosquito, and there has to be enough virus picked up by the mosquito to make the mosquito infective. And therefore, not all mosquito species can do that. For some reason, some mosquito species are really good at picking up large amounts of virus and moving the virus through their bodies to their salivary glands where they're injected into a human. But that doesn't happen with many mosquitoes.
Dr. Patsy Kelso, most of the health effects that we are hearing about with Zika virus are on the fetuses of pregnant women when the women are bitten by infected mosquitoes. I think most people are pretty aware from the news reports of what happens, but just briefly, can you remind us what happens to those babies?
Right. So most of the health effects that we've seen in the affected countries have been cases of microcephaly. That's small heads and underdeveloped brains in these babies. There are some other poor pregnancy outcomes that may be associated, so problems with vision and hearing may also be associated with this infection in the mom. There's an increase of cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome in Brazil. The relationship between Zika virus infection and those cases is not well established, but we suspect that there's a link between Zika and this increase in Guillain-Barré in Brazil as well.
Alan Graham just mentioned that none of the types of mosquitoes that are native to Vermont are likely or thought to be able to be carriers for this virus. But what are you advising Vermont women to do?
So there's a few important things that Vermonters should be thinking about. Pregnant women, of course, should be well aware of the CDC recommendations to consider postponing travel to areas affected by Zika virus transmission. If they must travel, they should strictly follow steps to prevent mosquito bites in those areas. Women who are trying to become pregnant should certainly talk to their healthcare providers before they travel to these affected areas. And their healthcare providers can advise them things that they should do if they do go to these areas, certainly using contraception while they're there if they do decide to travel to these areas. And then women of childbearing age generally, because half of pregnancies we know are unintended. So women of childbearing age who don't intend to become pregnant but go to these Zika-affected territories and countries should also use contraception while they're traveling, just because they may become pregnant unintentionally.
Mosquito bites, though, aren't the only way that this virus is transmitted. It was just reported that the virus has proven to be transmitted through sexual contact. How are you advising women about that concern?
We don't expect to see, as Alan has been saying, transmission of Zika virus in Vermont. We do expect to see some sporadic cases in travelers who go to these affected areas and then get infected there and come back to Vermont. And so, this is a very rare mechanism of transmission for this virus. The vast majority of cases are through mosquito bites. There's also, relatively rare transmission from mother to child, very, very rare transmission through sexual contact. But certainly if we have cases in returning travelers, healthcare providers can counsel those patients about their period of possible infectiousness and using condoms if they're having sex and other ways to prevent transmission.
Because, again, a barrier method would be essential there. You're not just trying to prevent conception.
Correct.
Alan Graham, there are unlikely, then, to be mosquitoes, native mosquitoes, getting and transmitting Zika virus here in Vermont. But could people not only bring back their own infections, but have a mosquito hitch a ride in luggage or in cargo and have it get here so we have a few mosquitoes that are basically just travelers in Vermont that have Zika virus?
Well, that is a possibility, but I think it's fairly remote. Mosquitoes, we don't have any direct flights to the tropics that I know of from Vermont, and therefore I don't know how well a mosquito would travel inside a suitcase. But I think, having said that, I think it's highly unlikely. The more port of entries would be the larger metropolitan airports.
Well, and Quebec, Montreal is not far away.
Montreal is not far away, but the mosquito populations wouldn't be able to become established.
Dr. Kelso, the CDC has temporarily recommended that pregnant women use insect repellent with DEET if they're in mosquito-heavy areas. Usually, pregnant women are advised not to use DEET while they're pregnant because of potential risks of the chemicals in those mosquito repellents. Should pregnant women in Vermont use DEET this summer?
Again, we don't anticipate having Zika virus transmission in Vermont this summer or anytime soon. Having said that, we don't, currently have any actual precautions against using DEET in pregnancy. What we recommend for protection against the mosquitoes that can spread eastern equine encephalitis virus and West Nile virus in Vermont, which is a concern, is that all Vermonters, pregnant or not, should use an EPA-registered insect repellent, and they should follow the instructions on the label. So as long as the person is using it according to instructions on the label and applying it as frequently as the label recommends, it should be safe to use.
So basically, the health department is not recommending any elevated precautions for Vermonters, and particularly women of childbearing age or women who are or may become pregnant. You're not having any elevated precautions that you're recommending women take while they're in state.
That's correct. Just being aware if they do plan to travel.
Alan Graham, will the state be doing anything differently this late spring and summer in terms of mosquito monitoring and testing or even mosquito spraying in light of concerns over Zika?
No, we will, that is one concern that we don't have. We are concerned about other diseases carried by ticks and mosquitoes, and Zika virus is not likely to be a concern in Vermont, other than what Dr. Kelso said, with travelers that have gone to areas with Zika virus present.
So you mentioned that you think some researchers and entomologists will be doing studies on different species to see their potential for being carriers. That's not something the state of Vermont is carrying out.
No. You would need insect-rearing facilities and access to the virus and amounts, and that's something we wouldn't be doing.
Dr. Kelso, are you at the health department receiving calls from concerned people or concerned women in Vermont? This seems like something, it's not new, but it's become a very large issue and perhaps a growing one, certainly a growing one. Are you getting calls from people who are worried?
We are getting calls, not a large number, but we are getting calls from people who are planning to travel. Some of them are pregnant, some of them not. You know, we're providing guidance. We issued a health advisory to healthcare providers last week with guidance and recommendations so that they know what to pass along to their patients, who should be tested, that kind of thing. And so we are getting some calls where we're able to provide the necessary recommendations so far for the types of calls that we've been getting.
Anything else the state is doing that Vermonters should be aware of or that you'd like to pass along as we have this conversation sort of at the height of people's concern and worry? Dr. Kelso?
I think this reminds us that, you know, it's a very global world, and there are new diseases and diseases that are new to us that we're learning about all the time. And so it's great to travel. It's also great to remember that if you travel and you come back with an illness, talk to your healthcare provider about your recent travel because there may be illnesses that we don't experience here all the time that are emerging from other parts of the world.
Patsy Kelso is the Health Department's Epidemiologist for Infectious Disease. Thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome.
And we're also talking with Alan Graham, the State Entomologist. Thanks very much to you.
You're welcome.